back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to Iowa. I like Iowa quite a bit. In Iowa, there is a lawsuit arising out of Iowa that's very important. There is an election watchdog group called the Campaign Center. It is suing an outfit called Iowa Values. What did Iowa Values do? You know, you hear a name like Iowa Values, like Georgia Great for Kelly Loeffler. Usually it is a Republican front. Usually they're those kinds of things are Republican fronts. Well, this one is no different. It funneled hundreds of thousands of dollars to help elect Joni Ernst. Calls itself Iowa Values. Now, even after Citizens United, the Supreme Court let some regulations stand, regulations about registering a political action committee, accounting for its funding, if you're going to do it as a political action committee. Iowa Values didn't do any of that. And they are now being sued by this election watchdog group. Now, that's good insofar as it goes. Let's suppose the watchdog group wins. What will happen is this Iowa group will pay a fine, and the fine will be set by the Federal Election Commission, and it'll easily be absorbed because their donors' fines and even a couple of hundred grand are chump change. They're rounding errors. What do they care? Susan Collins in Maine tries to present herself as Little Miss Clean, got hundreds of thousands of dollars from a group that had named something like Encouraging STEM Studies for Girls. STEM, technology, engineering, math, science, STEM. That was terrific. What a great name. I'd give to that group too if it was on the up and up. Turns out it had one office somewhere in Hawaii, one clerk answers the phone. What's your name? I forget. Where do you get your money? I don't know. Why are you in existence? I don't know. Hang up. This kind of stuff's going on all the time, especially after Citizens United, because now they're testing the boundaries even of what was normally permissible regulation. And all of them, virtually all of this that I'm talking about is going to the Republicans. So they will have some donors who are disclosed. They'll have a lot of donors who are not disclosed. And then they can pose as clean as this and that and the other thing. And quite frankly, it's perverted our politics now for a long time, ever since Citizens United back in 2010, but even before that. There have to be stronger sanctions. If somebody does something like they did, and if that lawsuit turns out to be true, and it seems to have some very good facts on its side, there should be criminal sanctions. Whoever funnels hundreds of grand to somebody sneakily, that normally, if that were done in a banking context, would be a felony. There have got to be stronger sanctions. Fines are ridiculous. They're after the fact. The election is over. Joni Ernst won. She's terrible, 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 terrible senator. Iowa's disgraced itself. It has Grassley. It has Ernst. I don't know what's going on in Iowa. I like Iowa. It's a lot like Wisconsin, not entirely like Wisconsin. It's been described as Wisconsin without Milwaukee. I don't know what it is. I like the music, man. There's nothing halfway about the Iowa a greeting if they greet you, which they didn't do that at all. It's a great, great line. But I don't like what went on there. I think that was crooked. And it's going on all over the country. We're going to the lines. Wes of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wes?
Well, you're not going to believe this. You might have heard in the press that the wolf hunt is over because they've reached quota.
Hey, Lou, can you jack up the sound on this? I can't hear Wes. Go ahead, Wes.
Okay, good. So you might have heard that the wolf hunt is over because they've reached their quotas and actually have gone over quota, but that apparently is far from the truth. I have heard that the DNR is going to be selling licenses for another wolf hunt in November. This is actually illegal. Under federal delisting laws, you can only have one hunt. Now, they may try to finagle it and just say, well, it may be a continuation of this hunt. Well, it's not. It's actually, if you're doing that, it's actually illegal. And I'm sure you've heard of all the horror stories that have come out of this hunt about what's happening with the wolves. Now, I do know that thousands of postcards have gone to Governor Evers, who's done nothing about this. In fact, it was the previous governor, Walker, who lowered the licensing fee from $100 to $49. Now, all Evers would have to do is just to put that price back up or to increase it to have some type of an impact. But unfortunately, that is not happening. We're kind of wondering what Governor Evers is going to do, if anything, about this. Because the DNR,
yeah, that, you know, you are hitting a great, great topic. Let me just give a little background to everybody. What Wes is saying is the DNR had originally proposed a wolf hunt in November. A judge in Jefferson County, when one of these right-wing law groups, you know, Law and Liberty, whatever, went in, and they forced the DNR to agree to a wolf hunt right now. It's going on right now. There are 1,000 wolves in this state. They said they'd issue up to 4,000 licenses for people to take something like a couple hundred wolves. But the Indian tribes in the state have a right to harvest wolves on what had been their land and what is their land, and they are taking close to 50%. So the fact of the matter is there are under 200 wolf licenses that are available to people outside of those tribes. But you're going to have all these yahoos walking around, and more than that is going to get shot. Nobody in Marinette's going to know how many people took somebody down in Grant County, okay? But then what Wes is bringing up is very disturbing. Now, apparently, they're going to do another wolf hunt in November. Now, this wolf hunt right now, this is mating season, breeding season for wolves. So the female wolves, a lot of them are going to be pregnant. So they're going to kill unborn wolves, and then they are going to kill the female wolf herself. And then they're going to go back and try to shoot what's left in November. And it is true, as Wes says, you get one season. You get one season. Well, that's now in February, March. And what Wes is saying is that some of these characters are going to say, well, it's a continuation. You don't have a continuation. You have a season. You have deer. You have a deer season, a gun season, a bow season. Do we want a judge, a right-wing judge, who wants to go for higher office, have Law and Liberty go in there and go, okay, why don't we have a 365-day deer season? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? How many deer do you think we're going to have left in the state? Give me a break. I'm going to say it right now. I'm going to say it right now. Glad that Wes brought this up. This is wrong. There should not have been a wolf season in February, March, when the DNR said no. The DNR said no. They are the experts, not some judge in Jefferson County. They're the experts. And they said it should be November. They do not want pregnant wolves shot. They want the wolf pups to be born and learn how to be wolves, which they will very quickly. And then you have a November hunt. Well, when they are going to do it this way anyway and overrule the DNR, what? Then you're going to have it again in November twice. You're going to have two seasons and claim it's one. Hey, there's a long time between Valentine's Day and Thanksgiving, okay? You know what there is? There's March, April, May, June, July, August, September, and October. That's what there is. This is not a continuation. This is two wolf seasons. And this is being done over the objection of the DNR because the DNR didn't want one right now. Wes, thanks a lot for calling in, bringing a very important issue to our attention. You know, everybody on the right goes, oh, the environmentalists, climate, and all this kind of stuff. Do you know what environmentalism really means? It means, for instance, a DNR that has scientists in it. The DNR has plenty, they're all hunters and fishermen, but they want there to be game and fish. They want it to be managed intelligently. Everybody wants business to do well, but they don't want to drink bottled water. They don't want their kids to get cancer if they drink from the well. That's what they don't want. And so when you have people on the right going, oh, the Democrats, they're environmentalists, you're darn right. You're darn right we are. Most, there are more Democrats who are hunters and fishermen than Republicans. Let me tell you something. Just go to a union hall and then go to a hedge fund conference room, okay? And where do you think most combat medals will be and most hunters will be and most people who know how to handle a weapon will be? They'll be in the union halls, okay? So I don't want a 365-day deer season because some right-wing judge wants to go up in the food chain. And I don't want pregnant wolves shot if the DNR says their numbers are still too low. Let's have a season, but let's have it in November now that they've been taken off the endangered species list. Endangered species list. We're going to the lines. Randy O. of Stoughton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Randy?
Hello, Matt. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, I can't hear you, Randy. Luke, can you get this feed up a lot louder? Well, Randy, talk louder. Apparently there's something wrong with the feed.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Just speak very slowly and loud, very loud.
I'd like to respond to what Wes said just a moment ago. He had some very good points there. So another point to make is, you know, in terms of the money associated with this wolf hunt, according to records I have from the DNR, this is effective the 5th of April in 2019, that the hunters have been compensated a total of $786,451 for loss of hound, you know, to wolves. Perhaps if we can take measures to get rid of the compensation for, you know, for these wolf hunters, as they call them, to not, you know, to not use dogs and not be compensated for, perhaps we could, you know, influence this a little bit as well.
Yeah, Randy, thanks for calling in. We're having a feed problem here. I could not understand what you said, but Luke will tell me at the break, and then I will respond to you after the break. I do appreciate you calling in. We will respond, and we'll work on this glitch right now. Thank you very much. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. That's your wild, and